camps in eastern Sudan are the result of the conflict in neighboring Ethiopia's northern Tigray region. More than 60,000 refugees have crossed the border since the war between Ethiopia's federal government and the rebel Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, started in late 2020. Letakhanant Sagay, her mother, and two children were among the first to escape the conflict 2 years ago. But with a deal signed in November, she hopes things back home will improve so that she and her family can return.
My husband crossed the border with us to Sudan, and then he returned back to Humera in Tigray. He said he preferred being there, even if it meant his death. He's been there since. I was born in Humera in Tigray, and I was raised there. I love my country, and I want to go back and live there with my children.
The deal signed between the TPLF and the Ethiopian government calls for a ceasefire and the disarmament of the TPLF. Federal forces will control the region's airport and other major facilities. The agreement also paves the way for aid to reach Tigray, where 2 years of blockade has created a humanitarian crisis. While there may now be peace in Tigray, at least on paper, refugees here say returning to their homes is not easy. Many lost all they had when they fled to Sudan. Others say the situation in Tigray after the deal was signed has not been encouraging. Haile Gerizger also fled to Sudan at the start of the conflict. He set up a shop here in Umra Kuba camp. He and rights groups accuse Eritrean forces that fought alongside the Ethiopian government of committing atrocities. The deal does not mention them, but Haile says certain conditions must be in place for him and his family to return home.
The Eritrean forces should leave Tigray for there to be real peace. But as long as they are there, there will be no peace. How can they stay? It's not their country. They're killing people. They've stolen properties. They've raped women. As long as they're there, we cannot go back and there won't be peace.
The war has left millions in desperate need of humanitarian assistance and thousands facing famine. Since the deal was signed, some aid has started trickling in, but many are still in need. Refugees like Gebrezger say going back won't be easy.
If we go back to Tigray, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? Everything has been destroyed. Farmlands have been burnt. Even those inside have no food. If international aid can come in, then maybe we can go back home. When there is telecommunication, functioning banks, we need all of that.
The war in Tigray has left an impact beyond just the region. Those inside Ethiopia hope that the coming months bring stability. But those in refugee camps outside the country say they'll wait to see if the deal holds and things improve before they can return home. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Gadarif, Eastern Sudan.